This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale. Greg, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, somewhat quiet to start here. We spent most of the overnight lower. The kind of the shocker of the situation with the Supreme Court and the tariff, the IEEPA decision on Friday, plus the addition of 10% tariffs that President Trump talked about on Friday, and then upping it to 15% for all countries, kind of has the markets unsure of how to proceed here. It's a negativity to start, kind of bouncing back to more unchanged or neutral type movement as today's session has gotten going. And I think the big thing, you know, right now is you're going to have a lot of questions. So the question becomes, you know, do we have to pay back, does the United States have to pay back these tariffs that were under the IEEPA Act? And do we, you know, where do we go with the trade deals that have been signed now that he's announced these sweeping 15% tariffs for the next 150 days? Now, these are obviously, it's a temporary situation, but it is something that will have to be reapproved later on. So there's a lot of questions, a lot of unknowns regarding this whole tariff situation and what this does for existing trade deals. You've heard that the parts of the EU or the EU itself has said they're going to freeze the trade deal that they've got with the United States.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Oh, yeah! Here we go!
Did you just plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans again?
You bet your next-level genetics I did. After last year's huge yields, why wouldn't I want to maximize that Z-Series momentum?
Right! How could I forget about that performance? It totally beat our expectations. Let's unleash some Z-Series on those acres. Come on!
Now you're talking. With that kind of ROI, why would we plant anything else?
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatestyields.
March corn down a half cent at 427. March soybeans up a quarter cent at 11.37¾. March soybean meal at 307.50, down $2.30. March soybean oil at 59.68, up 76 cents. Chicago wheat down 4.5 at 569. Minneapolis wheat down 3 cents at 584. Kansas City hard red wheat down 9¾ at 562.5. On the Merck, April live cattle down 38 cents at 241.63. March feeder cattle down 53 cents at 367.50. April lean hogs up 20 cents at 93.88. Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at 16.53. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.